Chavtesim and Olive. I'm holding Rashi's top of the page. Elinaris. So the Rashi says, Dafka Naris Mishavia Shte Saris Achetivogir. The Tan over here is saying specifically only a Nara, which is from the time that she becomes, she reaches the age of halacha maturity, physical maturity, which is Shte Saris Achetivogir. Until she comes to Bagaris, Vahim Shisha Chadoshim Shabay Naris Abagris. So there's 6 months. Katano, Bagaris, Ein Lehem Kanas. The Tan of this Mishnah holds there's no Kanas by Katano. There's no katas by, and there's, and everybody holds there's no katas kanas by a bagaris. Sheisham kanasim onso adam. A person forces her to have has beer with her. Noisim lavia chamishim kosef. He has to pay the father 50 silver coins. Kiriksiv benasan isha shechevi mala biyanara chamishim kosef. Only these, and if he's born a ksheris, he doesn't have a kanas. Mashal and the more answers, psulas itzuchei lashvin, saying even psulas.
On a very practical level, I mean, if there was a maisa, how do you prove her age? In other words, was it the case that, you know, as soon as a girl had Shtei Saros, they would, document that fact?
Not necessarily. But under the circumstances, they would have to prove it. Right.
Well, but let's say you had a situation. You take a girl, she's 12 and a half years old. Okay.
Right.
And now so he's going to come back with Tina. He's going to, no. How do you know that? She's within that 6 month window. Maybe she had Shtei Saros when she was 11.
No, that's not a problem. As long as she had Shtei Saros, well, yes and no. As long as she had Shtei Saros when she's 12, that's sufficient.
Okay. So it's from Shtei Saros till 12 and a half, or it's. Six months.
Well, it's from the age of 12 plus Shtei Saros until 12 and a half. The question which would be is that even if we can prove her age, maybe she didn't have physical maturity yet. So that would be the question. So, but for that, the fact that we can prove that she has now, and we know her age, we would extrapolate back, since most girls do which. That would be sufficient, I would assume. Because after the hashta plus a roiv, we would assume that retroactively she had at the time of the maisa. If we know that her age was, we can prove her age.
Right.
People can remember when she was born. So the question is, did she have Shtei Saros? So we could check now, and we'll work with the chazaka, the hashta, and a roiv.
Who is made about the age? The birth certificate.
Miyaletis is believed b'shas ma'isa, so I'm not aware if they had they would have a procedure to document it. Father has the gabi the dinim of halacha of Isser and Heter. The father has nemanus. The gabi momanus. Pashas, he wouldn't have enough. He wouldn't have nemanus, but. Unless the other person accepts it, he's not denying the age. I would assume that he has to challenge it. And if he doesn't challenge it, it would be accepted. That's the halachic assumption. Okay. The scene of Mini Gimboidim. So it's from the family of the Givarnim, which were part of the Zayin Amamin. He has Sur Lakohol, and she's also the David Gozer Lehim, Cheminim of Yabamas. There's an Isser Mitzad David. While Shem by Yitnam Yeshua Chayt Veitzim Shabimaim and Karoluhu Nasiim. They're called Nasiim because the Lashon uses Lashon Nasan, but they are placed in this responsibility. Now Rashi says that the Isser is because of David. Means Miraisa the Mutter. So it means that Rashi is going with the Mandam, which says that the Isra of the Tanam is only before the Megayer. Once the Megayer, they don't no longer have that Isra, so this is only Drabana because it's double is Gzeira. So if that would be true, it's only the Drabana. And what's the Chiddush that they have a Kanas? They have a kanas. Why would the chomer take away the kanas? The chiddush of the we have people which are psulim, and they're not the pasuk. The more is going to bring a pasuk. It says that besides the fact that he has to pay a kanas, he has to marry her. So the more says the chiddush of psulim is that I would think that the two are bound together. Since over here he cannot marry her because she's also to him. So. Maybe there's no kanas. The chiddush of Mishnah, there is a kanas. So, but if at the right level she's mutter, so what's the chiddush? Tosis gets involved in over here. What exact? If you learn that not like this, that we're going that the isser of the zaynamin is even after the megayer, they still have an isser, and that's the isser over here. So, what exactly was David's contribution? That's Tosis. That's part of Tosis discussion. Kusis k'savi geri araya said, "Miyeshem alav dolos yitzchatin bo." See here, Rashi it goes to what he's saying that the Yisrael yitzchatin bo are marrying to the Zayin Amman applies only when they're not before the Megayer. So since he holds that their geris was not valid, they were not geri emes, but rather they were geri arayas. They only Megayer under the pressure of the fear of the lions that the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent.
They're part of the Zayin Amman.
Well, okay. Lashitzchatin bom is the Gemara has a discussion of whether if it's dafka zaynami or it's any nation. So Rashi is saying lashitzchatin bom applies to any nation, but it only applies to them when they're before the megayer.
Right.
So the problem with Tosfos is that she's not Jewish. She's not Jewish. There's no kanas. So Tosfos says we're going with the mother called Geri Emes. And the furthermore, Tosfos says that the Gemara says the town of the Mishnah is Remeir, and Remeir is on record in Baba Kama that he owes Geri Emes him. So then Tosfos says, okay, so Elamai Rashi is wrong that the Geri Emes, the first they get a Kanas.
What?
So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah?
What?
If the Geri Emes, so then of course they get a kanas. Tosfos says the chiddush over here is Amayse Chachamim because of the fact that they were up there with the Zara, they were set aside and you can't marry into them. So we would think the Chachamim of Kia the kanas to make it clear that these are people that you're not supposed to be involved in, and that the chiddush of Mishnah is we don't say the Chachamim say the same way we're not going to allow them to marry. We take away the kanas just to totally be merachik and stay away from them. So that's how Tosfos learns the Mishnah. Well, the Shvuya Yisrael is sheniftes b'chusim mibash shol hashanim. A woman was captured, a young girl was captured before the age of three, and she was redeemed from her captors before the age of three as well. Because it's psulahim. We assume that she's still a psula. Then the Mishnah says the last set was the list of Isurim, women which are also as Arias. So she's they only had Kedusha, they didn't have Nesuin, so she's assumed to be still be a psula. She's no longer married to the brother. If the brother died, so the question would here would be a question of Yibum. So she has the case where the brother divorced her. So Grusha Zachiv is a Chiv Kares. Well, she's Zachiv Yabim. She's Katshulav is Girsh again. They only had Kedushin, so she's still a Psula. Abshein Bikares in her Ein Bemnis is Bezin. Kares Lepatulah Leimina Tashlumin. This Tana holds the Chiv Kares doesn't pater from Tashlumin. And we're going to discuss that. Tell the Gemara. Hani naras psulos islu kanas ksheris loy. The Mishnah says these are the naras which have a kanas. So it's giving seemingly a comprehensive list. Then it says only psulos means ksheris don't have a kanas. More answers. Hani Gemara. Elu naras psulos sheish lam kanas. Abuala mamzeres ol nasina ol akusis. These are the naras, even though they're psulos, they have a kanas, and it gives these to you, because we'll see the next mission that there are some women which don't have a kanas under the because they have different specters of issues over their head. So the Moriz Medayik Nara in Katana law, that this Tana is only saying Lechiyev is only by Nara and not a Katana. So Mantana, Omer of Yehuda Merav Remeir Heat. This is Remeir Sheet of the Tanya Katana Mibas Yom Echad Bashatevish Tesaris Yeshla Mecher Van Lakanas Mishtabish Tesaris Bashatibugger Yeshla Kanas Van Lamecher Dibur Remeir. So the Remeir contrasts the two halachas that the father has vis a vis his daughter. That one is that the father collects the Kanas for the daughter, and one is the father has the power to sell his daughter as an Amevriya. So the din of Amaria stops when she becomes a Nara, so from the time she's born until she's a Nara. And the Kanas kicks in at the age of Naris until she becomes a Begaris. That's her Meir Sheet. So her Meir Armor, Kol Makom Sheesh Mecher, Ein Kanas, Kol Makom Sheesh Kanas, Ein Mecher. The two are exclusively with each other. Chavim Armor, Kanana, Mibas Shalashanam, Yamechad, Ashid Debugger, Yesh Le Kanas. From the age of three, that her bia is considered maisa bia, until she becomes a begaris, there's a din of kanas. So where it says kanas in mecher loy, I mean the context of the we were discussing before was that there's mecher. Remeir said there's mecher and no kanas, and the Chum said there's kanas, which means there's no mecher. And where it says no it means ema af kanas malkin mecher. The Chumim hold that there is kanas even at the time where the father has the power of mechira, which means she's a katana, there is a kanas as well. Okay, look Rashi. First Rashi in the Gemara. Remeir he can amaisi the brayso lekameh, as we call the brayso. Yesh lemecher, yesh leviya bozchia lemecher leshvachas. Father has the power to sell her as a servant. Van lekanas. Shabbalah Enochayv Kanas. Not in the case of Mecher. But there's no din of Kanas in such an age. Vainla Mecher, once she becomes a Benara, Kitanya, Yachal Yimkar Adam is Bita Kashi Nara. Maybe the father has the power to sell her at that age. Amarta, we have a Kalbacher, and Mechurakvar is Yoitza. If she had been sold before, the Loch is, when she reaches the age of Naras, she's automatically freed. Yitzah Akshav Shena Mechura and Adin Shalot Teimacher. So if Naris has the power to be mafkia a previous sale and remove her status of being a shivcha or an omni vriya, Kavacharmer, it should preclude the act of selling her. There is the din of kanas mecher loy b'tamia. Somewhere it means that aim, it means af kanas malka mecher mishum kanas not about shalosh. We're going to point out the power. The kanas only starts from the age of three and onwards, but the mecher the mecher mibas yemechod v'ach tavishis the father can sell her. Okay. Furthermore, kasha. Top line of the Gemara. V'hani b'nei kanasa nido, these women can receive a kanas. V'amai, ikrikan, v'loi siya le'isha, isha ha'riya loy. That it only applies to a woman who's fit for him to marry. So, and otherwise there's no kanas. So how can there be a chiyuv kanas by these women which are psulas? Amar Reish Lakish, it says, Nara, Hanara, it says the word Nara three times in the parasha, one with a hey. Tidarsh and Chad the Gufay, one to mention the halacha, it's simply a Nara, not a Begaris, Chad the Suya Chavi Lavin, Chad the Suya Chavi Krisis. So there's a reboy to be Marba, even though these women are Psul, he cannot marry them, the Chi of Kanas is still there. If Papa Amar, it says Psula, Besulois, Habsulois, by a case of Mefata, and we learn out Ernest from Mefata, it says the word Psula, and it says it three times. It says Psula, Psulois, and Habsulois. Okay. So the more Rapapa, my time alone with Rish Lakish. Why didn't Rapapa use the pasuk that Rish Lakish used by Oinus of Nara three times? So more answers are Ahumi Boyle the Chidda Rabaya. The Rabaya Boyle Mesa, if he had beer with her and then she died before he paid the kanasis pot, Shinemar when the son Lavia Nara below Lavia Mesa. So Nara is a lashon which we use to describe only when she's alive. So we need to say Nara to remember that. So that's going to take out one of the Naras. So you would not be able to remember Chayver Laban and Chayver Krisis. Mishlach is my time alone with Rapapa. Humi boyle the gzeira shava. The extra word psul over there. Am I saying this wrong? It only says psulas twice over there. I think the more it's like Nidrasha psula. Then it says habsulois. So we darshan the word basulas and the extra hay. I think that's the drasha we're doing right now. Just 1 second. Yeah, it says psula in pasuk tesvav shmos chaveis tesvav kifat ish psula, and then it says in pasuk tezayin. Kemara habsulois. So we darshan the word basulas and the extra hay. So I'm assuming now that probably that's true by the case of Nara over there also.
Yes,
Nara. Avi Hanara. Yeah, it says twice. Okay. So once you have the extra darshan of Hanara, Avi Hanara, so you included both of the drushas of Ribuy of Psulus and Psulus. Okay. Zanya Kasavishka Kamar Psulus, Shezek Kamar Psulus, and Mar Psulus Kazet. So this halacha over here, Chamishim Kasav and Mar Psulus, so the moyer is the payment for the act of being affecting a psula. It doesn't say by mafata how much to pay. It says by nara, excuse me, by anusa, it says 50 kesef. So we know that that the same way by anusa it's 50, so by mafata it's 50. By Anus, it says, it doesn't say what type of coin, it just says kesef, chemishim kosef. Over here it says kesef yishkol, it says shkolim. So we learn out the din of anusa from anusa to here that's 50, we learn from here to anusa that it's that's shkolim. So Rishlok is a good question, how can he make his drasha to marba chayva krisis? And Chayvi Lavin, we need it for a bias, then it's only Levia Hanara, not Levia Mesa. Rapapa Nami Boyle the Xerishava, and Rapapa says you learn it from Mefata, but you need it for the Xerishava, like Rish Lakish said. So the Mora says, Elashita Kroy Ksibi. The truth is, we have to combine the two. We have the passage says Nara, Nara, and Hanara, so again, the extra hay. And Basulas and Habsulas. So we have five, we have six Psukim. Shele Gufayu. So we need the word Nara and the new word Psula. Tell me the lach of Nara and Psula. One is Chad Lechir Abaya. One teaches me Abaya is a lach that has to be that only she's alive. chalik zera shava to equate the two. Yatulei trei. So now you've used of the six, you've used four. You have two left. Chad l'siyeh chay v'laban, chad l'siyeh chay v'krisis. And Rish Lakish and the Rapapa were not arguing. They were both contributing to the discussion. And this of our Mishnah, this drasha that we're saying, are not like the following Tana. The Tanya, lo siya the isha, Paul says that they have to be able to be married. Shimon Tamani Yomer isha sheyesh bo havaya, Shimon ben Nasi Yomer isha haruya l'kaima. So Shimon ben Nasi, which is said second, says it has to be a woman that he's able to stay married to. Shimon Tamani says it has to be a woman that the kedushin will take effect. Willow siya the isha. Not that he's allowed to be married to her necessarily, but if he does marry her, the kedushin will be effective. Samai ben Ayu, Amar Zera. What's an example where they would be different? Mamzeres and Asinika ben Ayu. The case of Mamzeres and Asinu. Laman Dami Yesh Bahavaya, Hanami Yesh Bahavaya. If the issue is that the Kedushin will take effect, Kedushin takes effect by the Chayve Lavin of Mamzeres and Asinu. Laman Dami Ruya Lakaima, Hayan Ruya Lakaima. But if you're looking at that he has to be somebody he's able to be married to. He's not able to be married to her. He's not allowed to stay married to her. Okay. The more is going to discuss other potential nafkamins. Let's see Rashi. Second line. Ramai yesh lehen kanaz lenaris psulois ikri kan. It says what is the yisha? I'm a seasoned makshi. This is not going back on the previous discussion of Nara versus Ketana. It's going back on the Mishnah. I've seen Nara Hanara, but Onis Ksiv Kiim Zayish Nara Psula. Ksiv Astrei Benasan Loish Shechev Imo Lavi Hanara. Nashina Nara Yisera Vehe Yisera Hanara. The Motzi Mitzvah Nasan Laviha. Could have written give it to the father. Didn't mention the word Nara at all. It says Hanara is also extra, so every part of the pasuk is extra. Okay, so Darshan Chalda Gufei Lekshero, and then remember Chayv Lavan and Chayv Krisus. Psula Psulas Habsulas Benfat Lekziv Ki Yifat Ish Psula. So hot last, that's three, how's the three? The Shin and Hey Yisera. Upsulois is also actually the Motzi in the Mitzvah of Kemayer. Well, Ishtoi, you could have written like the payment that they give when they get married. The Meyer is the value of psula, which the Torah described by Anusa 50 kesef. So Moore says, why didn't the Rebbe say like Rish Lakish? Because Ahumi Borle, Ahun and Hanara, Hadaluksiv, when Asan Lavia, the Torah didn't write, give it to her father, but rather to the father of the Nara, Borle Lechirabaya. It's relevant for bias. Rosh Hashimli Hispik, Ahav Lahmida Bedina Shemesa is Potter. If they did not go through the Psak, then he's Chayib to pay before the girl died, he's Potter. Lavianar is Mashma Shi Kayem. Okay. Why did Rishonka say like Republic? Because my brother, the Gzevashava, Psula, Yassim Kamafata, my brother, the Gzevashava, Psula, Psula, the Gzera Shava. We learn out a Gzera Shava from Psula by Mefata to the word Psula by Anusa. Ma Kesav Omer Oynes Chamishim, a Mefata Chamishim. So we learn out the number from Oynes to Mefata. It's 50. Ma Mefata is Shkolim. The Sibay Yishkol, and Mefata says Shkolim. Al Chamishim Shal Oynes Shkolim Kamer. So the 50 Kesav mentioned over there is referring to 50 kesef of shkolim. Gemara psulus chamishim kesef mufarashim b'manas is psula. The Torah is saying you should pay kesef yishkol. Gemara psulus like the value that the Torah gave on the psula, which we see by the dinner of ma'anes, it's 50 kesef. So over here by Mefat it's 50. And by Absulus you shkolim because that and by Mefat and by Ma'anis it's shkolim, which you see by Mefat. Gemara says there's six. We want it to be extra. So therefore, we can't ask any questions. We can accept the Gzeirah Shavah automatically. The Fugim Eitana, Masizin L'Ktani Yesh Knas the Mamzeres B'lach Oisoi. The Tana of the Mishnah, which is saying there is Knas by the Psulois, so it's Kamal Fugim Eitana. Sheesh, because we have Shemun Teimoni and Shemun Benasya. So it requires Shivan Taimani requires Sheesh Bahavaya. Shidus and Tyson Lloyd Ba Thusan will be affected. Prat Lakhisai Havaki says if you Kedushan Shane Kedushan Tyson Bahab the Parakshlishi. The Morris Marba the Lord's out over there that the man's Makadish Chai increases, Kedushan is not effective. Referring to being in the state, which the Torah uses the Lashon by Kedushin, Lashon of Havaya as well. It's not referring to the act of marriage, but the state of being together, Lashon Kiyum. So it says, what's the difference between Shimon? Shimon Atamoni and Shimon Menasti. The difference is Mamzer and the Sina. See, if you're looking at Kedushin, Hanami Isbek Havaya, the Kedushin Tosim Mechai Belavit. That the more within Kedushin explains how we know that the Kedushin is Tosim Mechai Belavit. But it's Chal. So if the issue is being Chal, it's Chal. If the issue is being able to be married together and live together, that he can't. Fine. So Tosis quotes this Gemara. The Gemara seems to lump together Nesino being a woman who has a law but is not Rav Lekaimo. Says Tosis that's that it's only Rabbanan according to Rashi. So it shouldn't be that's a place where there's an afkamina between the two. So the Chachamim get involved in the power of the Chachamim to make a zakana. How far does their power extend? Can the Chachamim make? We're saying at the Raisa level. A woman who's not fit to be married to him, there's no kanas. This woman on the right level is fit to be married to him. The Chachamim said that she's also. So does that confer a status of being not roy to her and at the right level now, and therefore there's no kanas? So Tosis is clearly assuming that would not be so. The woman is intrinsically roy. There's halacha. You have to listen to the chachamim. There's nothing wrong. The mitzvah is losasim and darshay gidul chayim in the small. I have a chiyuv to listen to the rabbi. So I shouldn't be with this woman. But you can't confer upon her status of ain't a roy. She's roy. So as it says. So how could Rashi learn the case over here? Is the problem in the scene is only rabbanon? Wouldn't make any sense in this gemara. You could argue on the whole premise of Tosis that the definition of roy in the Torah is whatever the Torah defines as you're supposed to be doing. The Chachamim said not to me, we be with this woman. Yehovachim listens to the Chachamim. So this point onwards, this woman is no longer roy. And on the Raisa level, she doesn't meet the criteria of a woman that you're supposed to be with. For whatever reason, what's nafkin if the reason is because the Torah says a lav of lo yav b'mamzer b'kal Hashem, or the Torah says lo sasu in a gavur she'giri l'cho. But now this woman is not roy. Which so it might get involved in a general kayach of what the Chachamim's power, how far their power extends. We discussed this in Yavamos a little bit. told you over the Nesivus, that the Nesivus explains the din in the Shulchan Aruch and the Chosh Mishpat in Hilchos Mechotos. So if the butcher sells meat which is not kosher by mistake, it's a mechotos, and the keach has the right to return the meat and get his money back. Let's say he ate it already. So there, the halacha differentiates between if what he ate was an issur d'oraisa and issur d'rabbanan. If it's before he's eaten it, whatever the issur is, I can't eat this. So it's a mechotos. Whether this is a d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. But if he ate it already, so by an issur d'oraisa, he doesn't have to pay. He hasn't paid yet, or he's paid already. He wants to get his money back, so he gets his money back. He says, "Well, you ate lunch. Your stomach is full." He says, "That's not a fullness that I'm interested in. It's a mechotos. I don't want to have this isser in my stomach. It's a mechotos, and he has right to get his money back, even though he can't return the item. If it's a rabbanon, he doesn't get his money back once he ate it already." So the Tzibah says, what's the chiluk? Because by the Rabbanon, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the item. There's a mitzvah in you to listen to the Chachamim. So if you were not aware of any problem with the item, the Torah's language is do not deviate. You cannot call me that I'm doing an act of deviating if I wasn't aware that this was also. Sorrow, the lashon of being sore, is more indicates a decision to disagree and not follow.
Intent requires intent.
So he says it comes out by the raisa. Shargis is also an aver. So he can argue, I didn't realize what am I saying? But shargis, that's an aver. So for me, that's not called like it's something. I got something of value to mechotos. By the rabbanon of shargis, it's not an aver. So how can you say that there's mechotos? That's why he has to pay. Or that's why he doesn't get his money back. It's not a mechatos, the Sibas says. So the Sibas learns the Chachamim's power is not, they cannot confer a status of Isser on the item intrinsically. And then you can say, well, I didn't want to eat an item of Isser. It's a halacha on the person to listen to the Chachamim, but there's no chalois on the item. There's a shach in Yerodeh, which is before and not like that, that the Chachamim have a power to actually confer a status of Isser and psul on an item. So that seems to be part of the discussion we're here between the Rashi and the Tosis.
So,
correct.
Okay, so it doesn't fit. Different issue.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In the case that you described with the meat, why is that shogeg rather than onus?
Lavdak we meet all the punk by meats. There's an interesting concept called Misasik, but Chalav Marai is Eschayiv Shekein Nehenu. Yeah, so. Okay, so the Gemara, Rekiva D'Amr Ein Kedushin Tosim Mechayiv Elavin, Rekiva holds, like we saw in Yevomis, that Kedushin is not Chal and Mechayiv Elavin either. So if that's true, so moms are in a scene, there's no Havai, and it's not Rav L'Kayim. So both according to Shemin HaTemani and Shemin HaMenasya, there'd be no Kanas. So where it says, my Benayu, Yiki Benayu, Amon L'Kayim Gadol. Even Rabbi Kiva, which says the Kedushin not Tovah is Chayv Elavin, that's only talking about Chayv Elavin of non-Kahuna situations. But the Chayv Elavin of Kahuna, the Torah deals with differently. And their condition is typhus. Kirbi Simoy, the Tanya Rabbi Simoy Armor, in a Kaloyser Rabbi Kiva Mamzer, because we pointed out over there in Yavamas that whatever woman the condition is not typhus, the child of such a union would be a Mamzer. So if Rabbi Kiva's condition is not typhus, the children of a Chai Milavin, if a man will be born a Chai Milavin, the child is a Mamzer. But Min HaKolos Rav Akiva Mamzer, Chutz Me Almona the Kohen Gadol, the Sirei Kuhuna, Sirei Omer Torah, Lo Yikach Bo Yichalel, Chilulun Chilulun Hu Oysam En Oysam Mamzer. So the status of the child is the status of a Cholol, not of a Mamzer. So you see, the Torah is defining over here that the repelling of the Isser, which does not allow this union, to the point that if they would be have beer together, the result is something which is considered a mamzer, doesn't apply to the Isseri Kahuna. Okay, so that's there. Currently, there'd be a difference between Shimon Timoni and Shimon Menasseh. That conclusion is Chal. So, according to Shimon Timoni, it's Yesh Bohavaya, but he can't be with her. According to Shimon Menasseh, it would not be Rav Kaima. So, there'd be no Knas. Rabbi Sheva, the Omer, however, the Mor says that's very nice according to Rabbi Simoi. But Rabbi Sheva says that that's not true. Any Chai Bilavin, even by Kahuna, Rabbi Kiva holds the children of Ramzer, which means Rabbi Kiva holds the Kedushin is not Typhus. So it comes out that both according to Shimon Hatemoni, Shimon Ben Manasya, there should be no Knas. So where's the case that there's a difference? What does Rabbi Sheva say? Rabbi Sheva is actually not agreeing with Rabbi Kiva. He's arguing with Rabbi Kiva. But from the way he argues, you see where he stands is in his understanding of what Rabbi Kiva said. So it says, Boya v'nitzuch, we have to go and complain, overcome Rabbi Kiva. Akiva ben Yosef, she'omer kol she'en lebiya b'Yisrael havlad mamzer. Anytime there's an Isser, the child's a Mamzer. So he's saying, even by Yisrei Kahuna, the result, so he was upset at Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is being Marba Mamzer and be Yisrael. So according to Rishabim, might be Nayu. He could be Nayu, Chai Be'aseh. Mitzvah Badami. So he's coming to exclude, but even Rabbi Yeshevov is Toma Chai Be'lav and not Chai Be'aseh. Chai Be'aseh, he would agree that Kedushin is Typhus and the children are not Mamzer. What's an example of a Chai Be'aseh? A Mitzi or a Domi, which the Torah says that the third generation is allowed into Kal Yisrael. And we infer from that that the first two generations of Gerim, a Mitzi who is Megayer, cannot marry into the main corpus of Kal Yisrael. And his child cannot either. The grandchild could. But the Torah writes in the language that the grandchild could understand. That we understand from that that the first generations cannot. The Mor says, "Well, how do you know?" He says his lashon is called shein loy bia b'Yisrael. Any bia which is prohibited. So maybe it's including chai b'yaseh also. That Rishabim's understanding of Rabbi Kiva is any bia which is also no matter which why whether it's a lav or an asay, there's no kedushin and the children are mamzer. So how do you know what Rabbi Sheva meant? Why are you assuming he only meant chai b'lav and not chai b'asay? Some more says, well, depends. Is Rabbi Sheva responding to Rabbi Simoi, or he's saying his own statement independent? Some more assumes if he's saying his own statement. Is talking about any prohibited bia, whether it's an asay or a lav. If it's responding to Rabbi Simoi was saying that the chai v'lav and of kahuna don't have mamzeris, and comes Rabbi Sheva says yes they do in Rabbi Kiva, right? Then Rabbi Sheva says no, that Rabbi Kiva said the chai v'lav and of kahuna do have mamzeris. So Mor says, Honicha, Rabbi Shevov, this difference that you're saying, Karn Rabbi Shevov, Ila, Fuke me time with Rabbi Simoi, Kaosi, Shaper. If all Rabbi Shevov was doing was coming to say that disagree with Rabbi Yisimoy, so then, but he would agree, Chaim say might be different. So fine. Ella e time the Nafshei Karma, he was saying an independent statement of the Rabbi Yisimoy, so his language is, Kol Shein Lebi Yabi Yisrael, Avlai Mamza, Filo Chaim say. So according to Rabbi Yishebov and Rabbi Kiva, where are the argument between the Shimon Timoni and the Shimon Menasseh be? Yeah, Samora says, "You can be now bula the kain gadol." If a kain gadol would take a be ma'anis a bula. Now we'll get that in a second. The ma'ishna, but still, it's a b'isri b'ya. Da'abul lav shen hashavu b'kol. This is a unique lav that a unique asay. It's an assay, but it's only applies to the Kohen Gadol. So there, even according to Rabbi Yeshiva and Rabbi Kiva, the children would not be mamzer, and the solution would be typhus. So Rashi will grapple with if she's a Ba'ula, that's why she's usher to him, so there's no Knas anyway. The Knas only applies to a Psula. So how can that be the Nafkamina? So Rashi Tosfos discussed that. Let's hold it here.